that.
Okay, so the parsha begins. Parshat Kidavo begins with what mitzvah, Asher? You just leaned it. Bikurim. Bikurim. Thank you. Bikurim. Now, why do you think Bikurim appears in Sefer Dvarim?
It has to do with Eretz Yisrael.
Good. Right. The simple reason is that, as we've mentioned several times, Sefer Dvarim is right outlines the mitzvah that the Jews will need to know as they move into Eretz Yisrael, and as Rashi helpfully notes for you from Chazal right off the bat, Magid Shalonit Chayvu Bikurim Achi Kivshu Et Haaretz V'Chalkuha. Right, you are not obligated in the mitzvah of Bikurim until you have gone into the land and even divided it. Chazal get that from what? How do they know that it's not just entering the land? Right? This is not a normal, right? This is a bit different, right? It's not like magic, you walk into the land, you're chayev. You need chaluka. Chazal get it from? What? Because the pasuk says, Vayaki devol aretz asher na'alech notein lecha nachala v'yirishta v'yashavta ba. Right, you go in, you'll inherit, and you have divided it up. Now, this only partially answers it, because we've had mitzvot atluyot baretz that also don't apply until you go into Eretz Yisrael that are mentioned in other places in the Chumash. In the middle of Bamidbar, you have discussions of Truma and other mitzvot atluyot baretz. We had Shemitah in Bahar, right, which does not apply until you get into Eretz Yisrael, right? So it's not true that we only mention mitzvot atluyot baretz in Dvarim, that we hold them off. We mentioned them earlier. So it doesn't fully solve the question. In general, it's hard to ever pin down 100% why something only appears in Dvarim, why something appears elsewhere, and in Dvarim, why something appears only elsewhere. Even if the sort of the general contours of the argument, right, that Dvarim presents the laws, but the need for Eretz Yisrael seems to be true. But there does seem to be a bit more that might help us understand it, and that is the conceptual issue. Why does one bring Bikurim? What is the point?
So that
I don't want you to guess. I want you to just provide Psukim, right? What seems to be the point?
It's showing that Hashem is the one who gave it to you, and so you give it back to him.
Good, so how do we get that, right? Normally, I would say that's just... Okay, that's speculation. But why by Bikurim do we have a bit of a... why does the Torah help us a little bit in knowing the Tama Mitzvah? Because one makes a declaration when he brings Bikurim. And in the declaration, we get a bit of a hint because, right, based on what God wants you to say with Bikurim, there is a bit of a... That should point us in a conceptual direction. And what do you say? So you say, Higati ayom l'Adonai elecha kivati el aretz asher nishba Adonai l'avoteinu latet lanu. God has brought me to the land that He promised to my fathers, which means that the Torah is already telling you, part of the declaration is that Bikurim is a statement about, and now this might help us understand why it's in Dvarim, it's not just a mitzvah that happens to be Tolui Baretz, it is a mitzvah that is framed as that which declares this is thanksgiving for the fact that God gave us the land. Right? That's what he declares. And then the Kohen takes it. What do you say? Vanita v'amarta l'fnei Adonai Elecha Aramiyo v'ed aviva yered mitzrayim v'yagam v'sham b'mnei me'at v'yisham l'goy gadol atzum brav. You give a short version of Jewish history and you say Aramiyo v'ed avi, which means... Thank you. My father was, right, a wandering Aramean, which is, right... Not how the Haggadah understands it. Right? The Haggadah understands it as my father was attempted to be destroyed by an Aramean rather than my father was a wandering Aramean, but I'll be shot. It is my father was a wandering Aramean who is either Yaakov or Avram. It's not 100% clear. It could actually be either. And then he ended up in Egypt. He grew by Reyav Danu Amitrim by Yananu by Nunalinu Avadu Kasha. You get the whole story, right? We went to Egypt, we cried out, etc. Right? And he brought us to this place, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. By the way, why do these psukim sound familiar? Just remind me. Thank you. The Haggadah, right? So, by the way, it is slightly, in a slightly wild moment, of which I know no precedent, and when I asked Professor Kanefogel, he also knew of no one else who said this. Professor Kanefogel, who's Rabbi Dr. Ephraim Kanefogel, he's a Talmud of the Rav, he's also one of the leading academic scholars of the Baal HaTosfot. Rabbi Yehuda Chazan actually says everything that we said, the Haggadah, was part of what you said at Bikurim, which is very odd, but we'll leave that aside. And he says, he brought us here, Va'ata, and because he's brought me here right now as the follow-up to that, Right, it's pretty explicit here. But this isn't like speculation. It's that God gave us the land, and therefore I bring the first thing in the land to acknowledge that the land is from God. Right, that God gave me the land. Now, this happens to work, right? Now, one more point. A theme that appears often in Chumash is how do you show God that you actually understand that things come from Him? What? Yeah, exactly. You share it, right? You share it with the less fortunate. Staka, right? That's how you do it. Now, thematically in Devarim, this makes a lot of sense because, right, this is part of a bigger picture, because what is one of our central fears, as presented in Dvarim in many places, of what is going to happen when you go into Eretz Israel? Why are you going to turn to Avodah Zarah? So that's one of them, right? There are two distinct. One is simply because of influence. What's the other? Everything is going so well for you, and therefore you are likely to, right, end up worshiping Avodah Zarah, because when things are going really well, you know, you have a tendency to think that what? Yeah, so just to give you a few examples. Dvarim Perek Vav. Vayaki Eviachad and Elhechal Arts and Shinishbal Avotech, Lavram, Lizchak, Yaakov, Lotet, Lach, Arim, Gdalot, Vetavora, Sherlo, Vanita. Right? Problem number one is what type of wealth? Yes, you get cities that are already rich, meaning you did absolutely nothing and you just, you know, take spoils. And what will happen? You'll get uvet vatim leim kaltu v'asher lo mileto v'rot chatzuvim asher lo chatzavta kramim v'zeitim asher lo natata v'achalta v'savata. Right? You'll eat all these things that you didn't plant, all this gold and silver, and what will happen? Hishamer lecha pentishkach et Adonai asher hotziacha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim. You might forget. Now, let's be very careful. You'll forget who? God who what?
He took you out
of Egypt. Does that sound familiar when you get to Bikurim, which is what do you have to declare? God took us out of Egypt and took us to this land, and therefore I acknowledge that God did this by bringing something to God, right? That fits in with the theme of Dvarim Perek Vav. If you continue. 1 second. Yes? What's your point?
What does he do with fruits?
He doesn't. You give it.
The idea is that
you give it to the Kohanim. It's representative.
Right. So why can't you...
And what will that lead you to do? Right? This is one of the key themes of Devarim. You bring a symbolic thing to God. God doesn't need it. Why does He want you to bring something to Him?
My question isn't...
Well, why does He want you to bring it?
My question is to bring it. That's my question.
It goes to the Kohanim. It goes to the Kohanim.
Why doesn't it go to the Gerim or the...
Well, meaning the Kohanim represent God, right? And they also need food, remember? Kohanim also don't have inheritance, like the lady.
Because of my certain... Miser and Truma and...
That's part of what they get. First of all, they don't get Miser. The Levim get Miser. Right. They get Truma. They get Bikurim. I mean, there's a bunch of things that go to Kohanim because they need it, because, right, they work for God and therefore don't have land, right? The Levim need. Again, it's supposed to spur you on to a lifestyle of... Again, another major point in Dvarim is it's supposed to spur you on to a lifestyle of giving to the poor, right? But part of that is, yeah, you bring a symbolic thing to God. But that's Perek Vav. Perek Chet. You get this again, right? This time it's not that you're going to inherit, right? Because that's one type of fear. One fear is that you'll get things without working. What happens when you get things without working?
You
feel privileged, right? What's a different type of fear? The opposite fear, which is you get things by working, and then you think that you deserve it and that it was only you. So that's what you get in, right? In Perek Chet, right? Which is first he describes that when you were in... when you were in the midbar, you got vayachelcha amana shel yadata, right? Vesimlacha lo valta me'alecha, right? Your clothes didn't wear out, right? Everything was miraculous. Now, what are you doing? Now you're going to go and you're going to work, right? You're going to work, and then after you work, what's going to happen? Vachalta v'savato v'irachad and ayalecha l'arsatov v'asher natan lach. You'll eat and you'll be satiated and you'll bless God. He shamar lecha pentishkach et adonai lecha viltishmor mitzvotav v'chukotav asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. Why? Because pentochal v'savata uvatim tovim tivnevi ashafta. This time you'll actually work for it. You'll build things. And now you'll think, v'ram livavcha. And then you'll become arrogant. V'sharachachta adonai lecha motziacha meret mitzvayim v'ravadim. You'll forget not just God who took you out of Mitzrayim, Hamolichicha b'Midbar Agadol v'Anara, etc., who took you through the desert, and what will you say? V'amarta bilvavecha kochi v'otzem yadi asali erachay alazeh. And it doesn't just happen before, you get this immediately following Kitavo, a little bit afterwards, when you get to Hazinu, again. Where in Hazinu, what's the warning?
You're going to worship the photo.
Shamanta, avita, kasita. You will get fat. You will get satiated. And then while you do, you will forget God. Right? You will forget God. Right? Vayishman, yishrun, vayivat. Right? Bnei Yisrael became fat. Shamanta, avita, kasita. Vayitosh, elowa, asahu. Vayinabel, tzur, yeshuato. And, by the way, what is the solution to rebelling against God because of wealth? In Hazinu, and we'll finish with this. Zechor Yimod Olam Binu Shnot Dor Vador Shalavicha V'Yagecha Zecheinecha V'Yomrulach, which is remember history, remember what's happened in the past, right? And therefore, I think that the reason Bikurim appears here is not just because you're going to Eretz Israel, but the specific message of Bikurim that you actually declare, which is, I am bringing things to God to recognize that He took us out of Egypt and we didn't get here by ourselves, and this will spur me on to being a generous person because I will actually realize that what it means to recognize that God gave me things is to share that with the people God wants me to share it with. Right? That idea is central to Dvarim because one of the central fears of Dvarim is that when you go into Eretz Israel, because you're wealthy, both for things you didn't work for and for things you did work for, right, you will forget God. And the solution is constantly reminding yourself of how you got to where you are, and hopefully that will help you frame it and not lead to the perils of the wealth and abundance that's supposed to come in Eretz Israel. Right? So Bikurim therefore becomes not just a halacha that happens to be relevant in Eretz Israel, but it is paradigmatic in terms of the type of mitzvot that prevent the dangers that are inherent in inheriting Eretz Israel. Now you guys have